pack it down, cap it off, and it'd keep there. Go through in town the winter time or spring of the year, take that fodder down. And if you could get it put up in good shape, if anything, a stock would eat anything at all, if you'd eat it all, it'd eat that fodder. I liked it.
I'd rather have little calves than any feed you'd be fine.
Calves and sheep and things like that. But we quit raising sheep here. The dog got so bad that we couldn't keep them. They got into them and just kept killing. But when, from the time I could remember, plumb on up until late 20s, early 30s, but we finally sold all the sheep out. And it is just a thing of the past. We run the sheep in the woods. See, we used to have the free range here. You run your stock in the woods the year round. And I used to keep the wood full of hogs and acorns. And now at this time of the year, if you take July, August, and September was a hard time on hogs. It'd dry the woods, it'd eat the mast out, you see. But in the winter time, why, I'd have them old sows in the hills and go out and drive them up and get the chokes up, and the people done followed it. Come along in with the fence law. We had to fence everything up. So now you're supposed to keep them up if you can. Sometimes they can stay out. Mine stays out a lot of the time now. I stay after them a whole lot of the time. But anyway, I reckon I'm about the only man that's even got any hogs in this whole area since they've got the 50 cents a pound, and I've got fewer than I've had in years. But the hogs went to $50 a 100 pound in Nashville yesterday. And that's the highest, well, $50.50, I believe, yesterday is what they brought on the Nashville market, top hog. And that's the outrageous price that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I've never seen or heard anything like that. But if you buy the feed, you've got, that ain't too much. Because they've got this feed, it's highest that I've ever knew it too. You're buying the corn to feed them and supplement, and they've got, it's going out of the boundary. So you can raise cattle with less labor, but I'd always rather raise hogs. I could always get money out of hogs, more money out of hogs than I could cattle. And we've always kept a few cattle and a few hogs. And like I say, we got 50 head now of cattle and hogs here.
So you can raise cattle.
These hogs, the feeds are so expensive. I told her yesterday that I might just sell a whole works of hogs. I said, as high as they were, but we've always fattened our own meats, you see. We kill our hogs and put up our lard and meat and lard, stuff like that for run us through. Not every time we had enough to run us through, but anyway, most of the time we'd have enough to carry us through the seed from one time to the other. And sometimes we fatten a calf, have that dressed and put in the freezer. We've not now for the last 2 years. I guess we'll get back to it maybe. But they got so doggone expensive, and it got to where now it cost us so much to get it dressed and cut and wrapped and frozen and everything fixed. It costs you a lot of money to get one, to get a beef prepared to go in the freezer. It's, besides the value of the beef, is the expense to get it prepared to put it up in the freezer. It's a fine thing to have, it's all right. She'd like the beef better than any kind of meat, yeah. And I like the pork. I'd rather have
pork, but beef doesn't hurt me like pork does. That's the difference. I can eat beef all the time and never get tired of it. Pork either, but beef's best.
People used to have their ducks and geese. Every family had a bunch of old geese, ducks, pick the feathers to make their feather beds and pillows out of. And they raised a few turkeys in here. They never did. They never have been too many turkeys raised in this year, but there have been turkeys raised in this year. They used to people raised them. Two or three different families did. But like I told you, way back down there, before my time in here, they raised them and drove them to Nashville to sell them. Have to walk them through, and then they'd go to roost on them in the dark time. They'd have a right smarter trouble.
No, it was 8 pillars I had to burn up, and I forgot what it was, 3 or 4 feather beds.